Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and we'll be continuing our journey today in John chapter 11. Have you ever lost someone close to you? The confusion, the pain, the sense of loss, and among it all, the question, God, why didn't you stop this? Well, in John 11, Jesus faces the death of one of his best friends, and Mary and Martha deal with the death of a brother. Why didn't you stop this from happening, God? Later in this chapter, Jesus will be faced with that very question, but we'll have to wait to see what his answer was. Let's drop into the story now, where the messengers have just brought the news that Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother, is deathly ill. Jesus doesn't seem too worried about it, and instead of hightailing it down to Bethany to heal Lazarus, verse 5 tells us Jesus says, "This sickness will not end in death." So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. That's not normally what you do when you hear a friend is on his deathbed. But during that time, Lazarus dies, and Jesus acts like Lazarus is merely taking a nap. Verse 11. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told him plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sakes I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to them." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Thomas said that because it was actually dangerous for Jesus to go back near Jerusalem, and Bethany was dangerously close. But it must have seemed strange to the disciples that Jesus could have left 2 days earlier and saved Lazarus, but he didn't. But then he says something you should never say. "I'm glad I wasn't there, so that you may believe." Believe what? Obviously, to Jesus, there was something more important at stake than healing Lazarus' sickness or even preventing him from dying. What could you possibly believe that would be more important than keeping someone alive? Keep that question in mind as you read what happens next. When Jesus arrives in Bethany, Martha runs out to meet him. Verse 21, "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Ouch! She let Jesus know he should have come back with the messenger. She's confused and hurt, even blaming him a little. But she holds out hope in verse 22. "But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." This statement might have felt like a splash of cold water to Martha. Theological statements in the midst of someone's pain can be like band-aids on a flesh wound. You don't correct pain with platitudes. Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." The resurrection at the last day. Martha's willing to wait, like all of us, to see her loved one again. So far, Jesus has kept them waiting. He waited to come see Lazarus, and now he's asking her to wait for the future. "Your brother will rise again." No more waiting. Like all of us, she doesn't want to wait for the resurrection of the last day. But she dare not say that to him, not now. So she lets her statement hang in the air. "I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Martha's taken back. The resurrection isn't a date on a calendar. It's a person. It's Jesus. "The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" There's that word again, belief. "The one who believes in me will live. Whoever lives by believing. Do you believe in this?" That word, repeated over and over. John wants us to know that what she believes is important. But what does she believe? Verse 27. "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." Jesus knows that if she believes this, then she should believe he can do anything, but the penny hasn't dropped yet. She runs inside to Mary to tell her that Jesus is here. Mary comes flying out of the house with all of her grief, rage, sorrow, and despair, ready to confront the one who should have been there, who could have stopped her brother from dying. But as she reaches him, she crumbles in a heap at his feet, sobbing, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Some of us are like Martha, holding it together, trying to behave in our grief. But some of us are like Mary, giving full vent to the confusion, the rage, and the grief. "God or not, you let me down, Lord. You could have prevented this, but you did." Verse 33. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Yes, Jesus did love Lazarus. But there might be another reason that he's crying. Is he crying because his friend is dead and it hurts? Is he crying because of the pain, despair, hopelessness, and those that are left behind grieving after someone dies? Either way, Jesus is moved, and it's moving. If you've ever been tempted to think God doesn't care like Martha and Mary felt, seeing Jesus weep makes you think again. But others wonder, in the face of Jesus' tears, if death was something Jesus just couldn't handle, and they misunderstand his weeping, as if death is a rock too big for him to move. Verse 37, some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there's a bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Did you hear it again? Believe. "Did I not tell you, if you believe?" Jesus had talked about believing to Martha. She looks at Jesus and wonders now, what does he mean by seeing the glory? My brother's dead. Why does he keep saying believe? I do believe. But why does he say I'll see his glory? Verse 41, so they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, and his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." They're all standing around the crypt, the massive stone rolling away as the tomb maw gapes blackness. Chills shoot up their spine as they hear scuffling, then a groan, then more scuffling as Lazarus emerges from the tomb. More chills, and now their hair stands up on end. I'm confident Lazarus was the only one who was moving. Everyone else frozen in place, horrified, scared stiff, and in shock. We're not even told what happened next. Only that verse 45 says, therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. I don't know about you, but dealing with death hurts, but it's unavoidable. Yet we still want to avoid it. I relate to Mary's desperate complaint to Jesus that he could have prevented her pain, anguish, and despair. After having been a firefighter, RN, paramedic, and pastor, I've seen my share of death. You think I'd be better at dealing with it than I am, but that's not how it worked out for me. Each individual death has been a trauma to me on a personal level, and like most people who are traumatized, we seek to avoid the pain. I've asked God to stop death too, death of the people I love and care about. I've known death, and so have you, but I still don't want to encounter it again, either in myself or in others. But do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? That he who believes in him will never die? When Jesus spoke of Lazarus dying, he said, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps. You will never die. believing, though you die, you will live. Your soul will go to be with Jesus immediately, like Paul said. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Jesus even confirmed this when he told the thief on the cross, "You will be with me today in paradise." Our body sleeps, but as Jesus said, "He who lives by believing in me will never die." Then Jesus asked, as he asks us, "Do you believe this? Will you face your own death, believing that he is the resurrection and the life?"
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.